Hey, it's Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. I hope you're not tired of talking about my cat, because I've got one more devotion for you today about him. Over the last 2 days, we've looked at the life of my cat, Oliver, and the way that he demonstrated a picture of God's grace in my life. My family gave him a home and food and family and love, and all he gave us was dead mice. Kind of like how God dumps grace on us, and all we can give him is really nothing in comparison. Isaiah calls our most righteous acts like filthy rags. So here's one more story about God's grace for you, courtesy of my cat Oliver, Grace Cat Part 3. Oliver, the cat I adopted years ago, is asleep on the couch beside me right now. He's gained a little weight over the years, and now he's quite fat and happy. He's had a wonderful life since he decided to trust us and take the gift of grace my family extended to him that week we left food out on the porch. And now he's reaping the benefits. But about a month after Oliver joined our family, another cat was spotted wandering around our house. He was a beige cat with orange spots, and he was very skinny. We'd see him jumping in and out of our garbage can, searching for food. I named him Popeye, and he looked like he was in pretty bad shape. In my cat adopting enthusiasm, I may have a small problem, I left a bowl of food out for our new guest. Popeye was afraid. I could see it in his eyes. He never let anyone from my family get within 10 feet of him before darting into the woods. Every once in a while, he would venture up to the porch for a few bites of food. But I only saw him a few times before one day he took off and never came back. The same grace that was extended to Oliver, the fluffy, chubby gray cat sleeping beside me, was extended to the fearful cat who spent a few cold weeks living in our garbage can. If Popeye had only accepted our free gift like Oliver did, his life would look a lot different. This was another huge lesson about grace that I learned from cats. If we reject the free gift God is offering to us, the gift of adoption and eternal life in Christ, we only hurt ourselves. But when we embrace the gift, when we open our hands to the grace God wants to shower on us, our lives will never be the same, because in Christ, we are now beloved members of God's kingdom and family. It's true, there's nothing we can do to earn salvation, but we can reject it, just like Popeye rejected the grace my family was willing to give him. Romans 8:15 says, "For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Instead, you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Do some Bible reading on your own today. Read John 3:36, Romans 8:12 17, and 1 John 3:1. I'll close this out with one final question. Think about the story of Oliver, the cat who accepted grace, and Popeye, the cat who rejected it. And ask yourself, which cat can I most relate to? Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.